Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss how cost does not always equal value in real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I find in residential real estate, we're in a bit of a shifting market. We don't have the everything that's thrown out there sells. We have a market where, and really we never had that market in the recent past. People are more cautious, more attentive to their purchase because they know they don't necessarily control the time of their sale and they want to move smart. But there's some things in regards to what sellers need to process in order to find those buyers in regards to pricing.
And it's interesting that people will compare the cost of creating something brand new to the value of something that already exists. I'm going to call them a used property, pre-owned property, and they try to make a comparison. I want this for my property because it would cost this to build it new.
That's a replacement value by some definition, and that would be, there's a lot of variables there that is a fallacy. Let's just say that. Because you were willing to pay that amount for the enjoyment and use of that on your subject property does not mean that a buyer is going to add that on top of the typical similar property that does not have that. So let's use an obvious example of a swimming pool.
Well, and the swimming pool may have cost, what, $15,000 to dig a hole in the ground and place a fiberglass tub or whatever type of lining that you put in the thing. Did that immediately add $15,000 or more to the value of your property?
Exactly.
In Oregon.
Wow, that was a big prepositional phrase at the end there. Yeah, that in Oregon clause suggests the reality. You're looking when you're going to sell this property, what the greatest pool of buyers will be attracted to. You do the things that enhance or enlarge that pool of potential buyers. You don't do things that eliminate buyers. A pool will eliminate, for example, people with seniors in the family that can't crawl in and out of pools, or young children where it's a liability if you're not watching them at all times.
Exactly. So in a number of instances, the things that you've done to your property, yes, it cost you money to do them, but has it added value dollar for dollar or even more than dollar for dollar?
And I've got to say, you sellers can give me a great pitch on why that toilet in the garage with no surround around it for the convenience of that shop guy is really great asset to the property. And we can call it 2.5 baths.
Burritos.
But it will get the wrong people in, as you can hear. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.